بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم نحمده ونصلي ونسلم على رسوله الكريم أما بعد. Who should be made the leader of the group when traveling? سيدنا أبو هريرة رضي الله تعالى عنه narrates that Nabi Akram صلى الله عليه وسلم said, when you are traveling, make the most learned person amongst you the imam. Since the most learned person should be the imam, he would also be the leader of the group. The author of Ithaf writes that such a person should be made the leader who is best in conduct, easy in his approach, and one who gives preference to others above himself. Shah Abdul Haq Dilawi rahimahumullah writes that whilst having good demeanor, the leader should also be intelligent and experienced. He should also be magnanimous and selfless. If any other person is selected to be the leader, he should not be harsh and arrogant. The true leader is one who serves his companions. To select one as the leader when more than two people travel together is sunnah. Sayyiduna Abu Sa'id radiyallahu ta'ala anhu narrates that Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, when three people are traveling, one should be selected as the Amir. Sayyiduna Abdullah ibn Umar radiyallahu ta'ala anhu narrates that Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, when anyone is on a journey, he should select somebody to be the Amir. Sayyiduna Umar radiyallahu ta'ala anhu said, when there are three of you traveling, declare one to be the Amir, the leader. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam commanded us to do so. Mullah Ali Qari rahmatullah Ali has written that even if two people are traveling, one should be selected as the Amir. Note, when few people are traveling together, one should be made the Amir. This is the sunnah practice. The rest of the travelers should abide by the directives and opinions of the Amir. Allama Tibi rahmatullah Ali has written that should any difference of opinion arise, they could resort to the decision of the Amir. May Allah Ta'ala give us the tawfiq. Subhanallah wa bihamdihi, subhanakallahumma wa bihamdik, nashhadu an la ilaha illa anta, nastaghfiruka wa natubu ilayk.